אז אנחנו נמצאים בקובץ שנקרא
We are in the correction of the shattering, selected excerpts from the sources as preparation for the European Congress, number
35.
35.
Excerpt number 35 out of the article 600,000 souls by Bala Sulam. The whole is found within each item, since in the end, all the souls will unite into one discernment, returning to their spiritual root.
Hence, when I go to get to know groups, various individuals, all that, I need to understand that even though I can't see it, but by that I'm scrutinizing the details of my vessel. It's mine. Just like in my own body, there are, let's say, various organs are missing, then I'm going to collect them, reassemble them, remember them. It's truly so. We can't feel this field of emotions, of connections that we need to make where the Creator is revealed. But this is how it works. So even if when I'm going now to Europe, to the Congress, or I'm integrating in all those things when they talk about participation, I feel myself that I'm healing my soul, my own soul, my personal soul, egoistically, where the more I care about the connection of these parts together, by that I assemble my soul until it assumes the minimal assembly in which the Creator can reveal itself, and then more and more in the entire Naran Chai. This is the work. And so, what does he write? The whole is found within each and every item, since in the end, when we complete the correction, all the souls will unite into one discernment, returning to their spiritual root. Okay? No questions? Oh, you don't want to ask, but no questions. Okay. What are you looking at me with such doubt? Say it.
I think that in general, this whole time, it's not that we don't want. At least I feel, and I think some of the 10 at least feels that there's a until yesterday, there was a feeling no one is registering. Today, we're suddenly full.
It's very good to think like that. This pressure is, this care was, what will be with the Congress? People are not signing. 30 people, 40 people.
And now I'm looking for the next step. Maybe you started talking about it today, about the lessons, what exactly we're going to do there. That's maybe the next step.
Yeah, that's the next step. That's why I'm also not pressuring anyone, even any of. Now we need to think about that. Seriously, that's why I'm asking each and every 10. Till the end of the day, let's say. By the end of the day. Bring a plan for 8 lessons. And not something like it used to be, like this or like that. Rather, that this whole stems from the fact that we're coming to connect all these groups to 1 10. The topic is to be connected into 10 Sefirot, the Partsuf of the soul. So all the lessons, all the gathering of friends, speeches, presentations, doesn't matter. It should all be aimed at that. Clear? By the end of the day, each 10 submit a plan, a sense by email. I don't know how it's comfortable for you. Or we do it through a coca, through Dudi.
I thought maybe they suggest so that we'll do it in a workshop. Maybe we can do it now in the workshop. Scrutinize it. Why not?
No, we'll do it.
Why not?
No, I'm not objecting. I cannot object to that. I had a different plan. Doesn't matter. You have tens. Everyone here.
Yes.
All right, so I'm turning to all the tens in the world, Kli. I see Moscow ran away. Okay, without the Russians, no problem. So I'm turning to everyone. I also didn't see Toronto today. For them, it's difficult. But New York, I saw, yeah. It was nice. Dudi, explain what we have to do.
If I may, please send all your suggestions to the mail boardworldly@gmail.com. We'll organize everything there.
Do we have a caption for that?
boardworldly@gmail.com. Anyhow, send it over there and we'll translate, sort it out, and we'll pass it on to the content team of the Congress. No matter the language.
Doesn't matter the language. Leave this up.
So just send it, whatever language, the way you understand it, your ideas to the lessons.
8 lessons, and besides that,
Shivat Chavarim and the Unity Evening, preparations, whatever.
Preparation for lessons.
Preparation for the lesson is very
important.
And also the meals will be apart, so maybe if you have ideas for the meals, whatever, how can we do it?
It's a separately because of lack of space. It's not that men and women. It's just two
yes.
Dining halls. So everything. So we start?
Yeah, maybe one more thing we should say. In Yaakov's report, he talked about Thursday, and 95% of the friends will be on Thursday already. So it's the beginning of the Congress.
Okay, it's clear. So we have 8 or 9?
Along with the lesson we call 0, it's 8 lessons.
That's a number. Okay. Does everyone have a pencil, a piece of paper, or you're writing it on the computer by email? Okay, you have boardworldcli@gmail.com. Let's go. From each and every 10. Who will be the first to send an email? No, Mata, what's up with you? Go ahead.
Okay, so the how should the flow of the Congress take place? I don't have the flow in my mind yet, but it is clear to me that from this Congress, we have to come out with a practical, tangible feeling that there is one European Kli living and existing. And whoever is taking part in this Congress is part of the Kli.
Yeah, we have to think of the flow. In the end, we have more challenges to overcome than usual because we have language challenge. We also have to think how we're participating in the workshops and the lessons. As usual in one language or mixing, that could also influence the flow of the content.
Yeah, maybe we don't have the flow in our head yet, but we have a few anchors that seem to me that are must. We have to have a lesson about the prayer, as Rav said. What is the prayer? How to build the right prayer? Maybe one more lesson about what this general 10 is at all. What are these 10 sefirot scattered all over the world? That's also something we should scrutinize. Maybe a lesson about this modern Babylon, Europe. Something that speaks a little bit about the separation, shows the separation. Maybe this flow, as I'm talking, I understand that this flow should be separation, prayer, unity. These are the three stages, maybe.
I also don't know about the flow. Slowly, Akoka. It's hard for me, but maybe we'll understand from talking. But maybe lesson zero can start with a general overview. From the beginning of creation up until the crisis in Europe and the world, where are we? Why are we doing all of this? Sort of a general picture. And then the rest of the Congress is engaging in prayer, more and more discernments, more nuances, and sources that engage only in prayer. It's a practical Congress. We're coming to engage in prayer, not to learn about prayer in our world, but to practically realize the prayer, not to escape from the only point we have.
Yes, maybe I would start from the need for the prayer, talking about how throughout all the years, thousands of years, Kabbalists have been studying, how they attained it, and how we, the small ones, are building and realizing Kabbalah between the personal tens, the individual tens, and the general ten, to give this, go over how it used to be in quality, now it's about quantity. I don't know how to express it, but our role now, specific now, or as a worldly, is to realize it, to implement.
Well, Dudi said that the first lesson should start from the beginning of creation. I also thought about it, and not in like in two words. I would make the first lesson about the spiritual structure, four phases of the recline. The upper light starts to spread through the system, the structure, the engineering. So the whole Congress will be a result of that. Meaning I would take my time in the first lesson. We have plenty of lessons. I would seemingly crack the European brain, that through this brain will then make room for the fact that afterwards we need to connect, come close, pray. Doesn't mean that our dictated by reality, whether we like it or not. We're emotional or intellectual, it doesn't matter. But in the first lesson, we go deep into the structure. Four phases of direct light, tac, 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 cause and effect, how the connection between the different creatures is a result of reality, is a purpose of creation, from that to go. Drawings and everything.
Maybe we should also add a lesson talking about the structure of humanity as of today, and why the beginning of the correction is in Europe. To give the Kabbalistic explanation about it, and also to use it to give them the greatness and importance, so that they can understand their greatness and the importance of their role. To give them motivation for that.
I would add maybe a lesson about equality between all the friends. Equality between all the friends, between the world kli. So we will leave this lesson with the feeling that we're all equal, we're all friends. We're all one kli.
It may be that after we're going over the process humanity has been going through and how reality starts from the four prinot, as Owen said, maybe we should bring ourselves to state that now, the last generation, we should engage in this general ten. And why is it so? Which this is the place the correction begins. One more thing that popped in my mind is how man, out of the connection in his individual 10, starts connecting to the general 10. We talked about it, and I think we can have at least one lesson that will give us the right direction for that.
Beyond the importance of the goal and connection in the common vessel, we have to look at the reality of our friends in Europe, the structure of their groups, their ability to generate dissemination activities, without which they won't have the child that Rav said, around which you can grow a family. So how the spreading of the wisdom in this new Babylon in Europe, and give them practical tools for, you know, people who sit, you know, behind the screen at home. How from that you can generate, you can create a group that has campuses, young groups, a dissemination system that enlivens the groups and strengthen it and strengthen the connection between the more veteran friends in the groups. They have to live with an assignment. When we had this integral education in Europe, then there was a renaissance period that strengthened everyone. The Italians had a good time with the decorations. I know a lot of groups really lived off of it. They had many tasks together. It strengthened the connection between them. It has to have to birth something like that.
I can add, specifically because of the reports of the group in Europe, one of the most prominent thing was the dissemination. They're translating articles, publishing in newspapers, in the radio, they have courses, learning center. What I didn't hear was this element of building the group. That's something that's missing. And I think the foundations of Ravash, the relationship between the friends, building a group, being one kli, that's something I'd go over all the principles of connection with Ravash. That has to be the foundation with which we go into the Congress. Meaning, after this lesson, Oren talked about the four phases, the beginning of the process, I would go into a lesson that talks about the final action and the preliminary thought. And then the practical thing is how to become one Kli, according to Rabash's advice. We also have an element, every lesson, that's very typical for us, for this Congress. It's not so clear what should happen, and so you're always led into a prayer. There's this frustration that leads you to an address to the Creator. Where are we going? And this element has to take place in all the lessons.
Put emphasis on another element, wholeness, how these elements are important and complement one another. If friends, you know, want to develop dissemination, but the group is empty, and also a framework without dissemination, there's no deficiency, no connection, the things complement one another. They want to grow the group, you have to understand principles and tighten the connection between the group. And to learn how to disseminate, this, those are complementary things. This is the life of a Kabbalist. Maybe it's time to talk about how they complement one another and become something whole.
So to try to bring all these things together, maybe you should have a lesson about how to be a healthy organ in the general soul. Something like that. What does it mean that our group is a healthy organ? Also, the principles, I really relate to what Dudi said previously. It has to be practical, this thing. This Congress has to be practical, of action. Maybe like Rav is just did, half an hour, I don't know, of the theory, and then 45 minutes of practical a workshop, which is practical, with a result, I don't know, a document, something. And so every lesson we build more and more things that can really help us build the groups, these things. Here too, by the way, not only there. We also have these questions and how to do it.
I think, I don't know what they call the Congress, but I think call it the expansion and contraction, something on that, this game we're talking about, analysis and synthesis, that's the word of the day, something that can engage in these two opposing trends that complement one another. I see two stations, entrance and exit. Entrance is, oh, and then the friend said, four phases, everything, even down to the last generation. Lesson zero, no questions, just drawings, very precise, kind of arranges the reason gives the rational. And then the last one, as Rami said, is the dissemination. What are we coming out towards? How are we realizing it? This is the entrance, this is the exit. In the middle, listen to so the rules of Rabash, arrange us as a group, what are the laws of connection between us, and the rest of the lessons, I don't think we should kind of get to know more discernments and more nuances. There's always what to talk about and go deeper, but ask ourselves what we need to work on as a team, what is our central point, and hit that. As I was impressed today, it's a prayer. It's our place to make the request before everything, to go deeper, to hear the French talking about it in the workshops and so on.
I know that in a few places in Europe, there were physical places. For example, in the Netherlands, they used to gather in one place, having lessons, Yeshivat Chavarim, and other groups as well. I would have a lesson, I don't know which, but against the solitude or the separation, which is so typical in Europe, how important it is to have groups, about the dependency between us, how we all depend on each other, making an environment, basically what Roy, what Akoko was talking about, the principles of the group and how necessary they are for us. Doesn't matter if physical or virtual, but talk about the principles of the group. I would put the emphasis on that.
I don't know which lessons. I mean, you said it before, but a certain lesson that speaks of the connection between people who speak different languages. How important it is, although our languages are different, to make efforts to connect the richness that it gives. I don't know, something like that.
As you are speaking, what crossed my mind is that Rabash actually gave us the principles of the work in the group. Somehow we should have the principles of the work in the virtual group now. It's not clear to me how it should, where it should come from. Maybe from Rav, maybe from us, maybe it's a combination. But it relates to what Owen said. We have different languages, different cultures, very few physical places, and many students, friends who are studying on their own. We have to think how we can create this intensive emotion that lies within a physical 10. How to do it in a virtual 10? I don't know how, but we should at least start thinking about it.
I think the best outcome that we can expect for this Congress is permanent, steady attendance in the morning lesson. If after the Congress, all these 500 people, all of those people will come regularly like that to the morning lesson, I don't think we can ask for anything better. Maybe dedicate a lesson to it, maybe build a group based on that. But first of all, understand how we're connecting everyone to this thing. I think this is what we're missing.
I'm trying to think not only about the lessons. Now I heard that the preparation for the lessons is very important. I'm not certain that this is the right way. The way we've been doing it is the right way to do it. Maybe in the beginning of the day we have to have a Shivat Chavarim where we warm up all the connections, and then we have the day's direction. We should have a direction for every day. In the beginning of the day, we should have a Shivat Chavarim, which gives the direction. The preparation for the lesson, maybe there should be excerpts, like a tune or singing or something. It has to be very specific to the lesson.
I think our content that speaks about how a person develops in the group is very strong content, that a person can come out of the Congress with a great deal of impression and full of strength and energy, and it will take another week and disappear. Imagine we're a group from France, and he lives in Paris, and he in Nantes, and he's in Marseille, and each one sits at home. They have no organization that sits behind them. There's no department that works on dissemination as a group. There's no one who takes care of other things. You can't leave this thing of just connection without generating the connection in such a way that there will be a mechanism that connects them. Because just to talk about connection and you're on your own, if someone falls from it, no one will pick you up. You can't build it like that. You have to really generate the mechanism how to work as a group. We work here as 10 between us, but there are systems above us. Each one of us works on dissemination in his area. There's other mechanisms where we maintain different additional contacts. And there, we have to generate a connection around this. Yeah, connect them to a unit that disseminates in the same language. Like, no one can disseminate for Croatians, but Croatians, the Turks cannot come and disseminate for them. So we have to create dissemination for them, not just for necessity of pass it to others. It's also the strongest means that can connect them. Have areas for interaction around common work, special dissemination, doesn't matter. To raise the importance of dissemination, of the role as a pipe for the light that passes it to this part of the world where they live. I don't know how to.
Very true. I think out of what you're saying, Rami, is that the role of the European board should be more of a spiritual role. I can't speak louder, sorry. The spiritual role of a motivator, giving importance. You have to remember, we're talking about 30 countries, over a billion people, and the dissemination they have to do is local, but they need the energy. That's why the role of the European board should be one of importance, so that the friends will have the strength to work. And if you need technical problems, you have problems, you need support, sure, we can help. But how to disseminate in every country, and the dissemination itself has to be local. A lesson about dissemination, I would say. And to do it practical cubes of work.
It's also very important to have something in the Congress that's felt as the European board. Not that Rav is looking at him and 50 pairs of eyes looking at him and expecting something. Rather, there should be felt the presence of the board, a group of Europeans that take these things and lead and know how to answer questions. Someone in charge, a certain body that's in charge of everything that's happening, not just logistics, the group, dissemination, and we'll continue to hear it in the future. That's one. Second thing is that the fact that there are many languages and cultures, it's a gimmick. You have to relate to it somehow, even on the level of games or exercises that will, you know, be like brain teasers, put people together, give them a task to agree on something, and I'll sit with a Turk and an English and in Japanese and try to find something common, just to show that we have to rise above it. I mean, look for interesting ways to make it to diverse. And also, I want to hear the heart of the friends in Europe. Right now, I hear a lot of logistical things, as Akoka said, how many signed up, how many are eating, how much we'll drink, where we're going to sleep. It's not interesting, it's important, but more important is to hear the heart of the friends. What are they expecting? What do they want? This is at least in the Congress, if not in the preparation.
A few things that came to me. One typical thing in the European Congresses is that, well, almost every Congress, there's a point where Rav says, okay, we have to establish a European Congress, a European board, and then this brings everyone down. The board should be there in advance. It has to be in the Congress all the time. And now they have to make sure that they close all the gaps and the misunderstandings between the friends who are dealing with it here and the friends in Europe. They should already be a one whole body that leads the friends in Europe. That's one thing. One more thing is that the Congress has such an acceleration, such a speed now, it's become a world Congress. And it's very important to be, for it to be practical in Europe. It's, of course, we can have a very strong Congress and we'll talk about connection and we'll all be flying in the air, but then we'll all dissipate after the Congress. But what was very important in Italy was that they let them really pour out their hearts, what sits on their heart. If something disturbed them, they said it. I have a problem with this one being the manager, etc., etc. And out of this pain, bringing the pain to the Congress on the one hand, and seeing how we can cover this and build something new, something scrutinized, to give the foundations for the daily walk on the path. If they don't come out of this Congress with a feeling that we have tools for practical work, I don't know how we'll change anything. That's something we should give them, the confidence that everything's okay. We have to bring everything to the Congress and see that we'll solve it together.
I also thought about this, that, you know, it's one thing, a person comes to a group, it's working, all it needs, he needs is to absorb the spirit and learn how to participate. It's a whole other thing when you learn how to build a group. There are a few individuals and you have to build everything. Also, from someone to bring the spirit, that's the most important. So I think the tools for building the group, how do we deal with the fact that we're come one by one and we have virtual, have physical, and veterans and new people and languages. And today we had an important point about like the deaf people. Like the people come and everyone else have to be very patient with them and know how to grow them, raise them, and not just command them right away. So the tools for building a group, I think, very important, because most of the groups are in the process of establishing and growing. So to learn how to build a group, this is something very important. It doesn't come by itself. I also think we need to internalize that we need to learn how to build a group. And then continue this process. You can learn it in 3 days. I think if we attain the understanding this is important, we can continue from that.
Besides the topics of the lessons, I would also put some emphasis on things we all know and see, but we barely talk about in congresses. For example, a phenomenon we see we see in groups in Europe. There, you know, there are in different centers. There's always the ones who speak Russian. So talk about it. That's the way it is. It's good, but how can we use them in Germany, in Austria? How can we help local people come? Meaning to do it as a task. What can we do? It's a good thing we have these friends. How can we use them? How can we give them importance that it's not just come to the lesson and pray? Make sure that we can bring the people from the nation that lives there. That's one thing. One more emphasis I would put on, maybe it's a matter of the board, but we should suggest that a strong group should help the weaker groups. Air quotes. We can strong groups. But how can we help groups help other groups? One more thing, Roy. I think we should suggest now we should hear each other and hear the conclusions and ideas.
Maybe in this Congress we can start something that it sort of existed in Congresses, but on a very low volume. In my eyes, I think we need to grow it. We need to separate the things that Rav gives us as a spiritual teacher and organizational, professional things that this is something the management of this organization has to give on every level, through the level of Mushi, through the World Board, the European Board, doesn't matter what. There are things that the public wants to ask that Rav is not involved in and should not answer, but people want answers. People need guidance. So the fact that the questions are not for Rav, it's excellent, just means that we have to make room parallel to Rav, another professional stream, organizational, managerial, just like Boris tried to do that lesson in Russia. So it doesn't matter. He's disappointed in how it came out. Doesn't matter. It's the understanding that the managerial, professional, organizational responsibility, becoming professional, as Rav said, giving people tools, not just living with the spirit, but organizing in practice, how to do, what to do. We need to be wise and develop. And it's an opportunity because reality obligates to arm people with the understanding. Rav arms them with, equips them with a desire and importance, but our organizational management has to direct them along certain routes of, in how to realize those important things they heard in the lesson. Dissemination, building a group, it's an infinite knowledge and has to be organized and overseen and throughout the Congress, 3 days. People are there, they understand how it works and how it should be done and who is for what. And
I really agree with that. I think that in one Congress, I think we had the experience, like Roy said, every time we build a board. These friends in Europe need a father and more and a mother. Just like Boris gives a very clear guidance to the Russian-speaking group. Same thing here. We need a mother and father. Who do we turn to when we have a problem? It's not clear. Maybe in the beginning of the Congress, it should be clear. So upon this, we can build the Congress, and upon this, we can build the group. Look, a group is a process. And it takes years to build a group. And in this Congress, we should build a foundation. They should get a mother and a father.
I think the much of the preparation work has to happen in Petah Tikva, building a template, just like there's a McDonald's branch in Hong Kong and Paris, and it looks the same because they have a template which you can organize and deliver content and generate a mechanism. And we have to do it here. Oren is right. Rav should give him the spirit and the reason to engage in it. And the spiritual dimension that's on top of it, but because we understand that this work in practice, something that connects people and grows the group and strengthens it, it has to come together. And in truth, the work of preparation has to be here on the floor above. I think with teams of coordinators, accumulating experience, from success stories. If groups, can teach other groups how to do it, maybe internet infrastructure, so everyone can take, whatever the language is, and receive the services of a virtual lesson and physical lesson once a month, and books translated in the language and articles, so you can generate a community for people who are interested in the wisdom of Kabbalah. So it'll be easy for people to connect there, and also easy to identify local representatives. You are raising the friends to a level of the pioneers who are building the infrastructures of this group, of each group in that place. It will raise their spirits.
Two more things I just thought about. One is that we should take into account the matter of the Israelis. The Hebrew-speaking friends who are coming to Congress are almost half of the friends there. Now, the Moldova Congress, because of the quantity and also because of the preparation and the way we related to it, we were pretty transparent. We didn't try to be prominent. In this Congress, I think we have to feel that they're not prominent. The room and the place is for the Europeans. It's for them to take part. I once went to a Congress where we conquered the place, and everyone felt, oh, these guys from Petah Tikva, they should be the ones, and it's not good. We should really, even though we're a great amount of people, we should bow our head down. They're the main people. One more thing is about the meals. Because they're separated, there are two places. Maybe we should have one meal for men and one time. I know it's Europe, it's difficult for them, but to do it like one time, we separate the men from the women, and then to have such a content for the women who can speak and strengthen each other, see how they support each other, and how the men do their work. I mean, to use one of the meals to have such a content.
Unrelated to anything, but I'm afraid it's going to finish, so I want to write it. Invent connection games and using pantomime, so where the 10 can play between people who don't speak the language of the other. A connection game that using pantomime, that we can do something above the languages.
Only because it's the meals are separated to two different places, I would make sure there's broadcast in both places. So to have a meal and to be broadcasted in both.
Yeah, we can call one dining hall the evil inclination, one the good inclination. People can choose.
I wanted to say one more thing because I'm going back to the day after the Congress. It's very clear to me that Yaakov and Yudit and Damir from Croatia and the guys from Europe will be very active the days after the Congress. Want it or not, that's their life already. That's what they do. But it's so important for me that the guys who are now in Israel, that lifted the flag and said, okay, we're European now, we're a part of the board and all that, to bring them to such a level of commitment that after the Congress, because it's after the Congress, you won't find this importance about Europe anymore. Yeah, other things will happen, and suddenly the heart is burdened, something else is important. But so now is the time for, I don't know, even to put these people in the corner to go across this point of the inner decision. That's, I'm going all the way here. Why? Because that's my commitment to these friends. And the more people will dedicate themselves to this task, the more fruit will bear. You'll have fruit, and you can take one more leap forward in the next Congress.
I think also one of the points and the result of the Congress is to know that we have to learn two things. Typically, it's clear to everyone that his spirituality is up to him. No one is going to overcome outside of a person. I need to overcome. No one can do it in place of someone else. There's another thing that, that no one can do in my place, that will build a group and the organization, and we have to learn how to do it. I think that one of the points is that we have to learn two things. Learn how to reach spirituality in the group, in the ten, and how we come to it. It's the kind of question that no one from the outside will do it in our place. So, just like we have a morning lesson, it shouldn't be different. We learn every morning. We learn how to reach spirituality. So, similarly, once a week, we have to learn how do we get organized, how do we build a group, how do we realize everything in the lesson.
One more thing related to what the friends just talked about. Europe is in its current situation because of negligence, the way I see it. For years, we've negligated Europe, I think. Petah Tikva group. There's an engine, there's an energy now that stems in this place all the time. Somehow, we have to build some mechanism. I don't know exactly how. Maybe the coordinators are the solution. I don't know. But to have some mechanism that should be established before the Congress. We shouldn't wait for the Congress to start it. In the Congress, it has to start working already. That every country in Europe has a room in this building that's in charge. I'm saying a room, maybe a person. But there is someone who's always looking, always caring, always making sure. Because like Akoka said, a month will pass and something else will be on our mind. So what will happen? We'll meet again next year, talk about how it's not okay in Europe. Someone who's like, for instance, the Czech group will be his baby. Not today he does, tomorrow he doesn't. Okay, so we need more if there is already. So maybe we have to scrutinize what is missing. Why isn't it? Why didn't it happen?
After everything you said and I heard, and I agree with each one of you, I suggest an item, every daily item. Everything Rav says, this I don't know, this is an experiment, do it by yourself. We'd have a block between the lessons or between the YH or something. How to build a group, I don't know, all those questions that he said not for Rav. Just to put it as part of the block.
Two things. Why am I saying this? What Boris did in Moldova, they had one lesson. They're all the time in it, and it seems to be good, and as if it's. But there was the giving, but there wasn't the reception.
What I meant before, Itzik just said, we need to start developing a line. Doesn't matter if it's half an hour, once a day, or doesn't matter. We have to start inserting to our gatherings a line. Just like we have a clear line, a main line, which is Rav, three lessons a day, great. In parallel to that, there has to be another line, which is managing, studying the organization, This has to come from the management of the organization. It's not accidental and waiting for questions, and Rav says that to me. It's to Mushi, and Mushi gets up and does like that. And it's not one presentation that Boris builds with great effort, an hour and a half. It has to be a parallel line. What kind of ideas, knowledge, proficiencies we need in building a group, building dissemination, developing a methodology for a virtual 10. Doesn't matter what this line has. It has to be in parallel to get up and establish it and complement those things that Rav is giving importance for. And now the management will give the knowledge and the proficiency. So Boris says it's only the Congress is just a big starting point, and then it continues throughout life.
To continue this, I think there's a common, slower, so that translators can do. We're so impressed of this situation. By the way, an action as we're doing now is wonderful in the Congress itself. Maybe a point in the end of the day, in the middle of the day, to summarize and where we're at, practically and theoretically. The board shouldn't be like a ruler sitting somewhere up there. It has to feel the inner things that are occurring right now in Europe, how to process their deficiencies and to work with them. One more thing about the content. Maybe in the end of the Congress, we should read the special excerpts from the Zohar about the future of Europe. It's really, it can shake the people. Truly, it's so important, and many people don't know it.
Okay, I have another suggestion. In order to realize what we're talking about, I will organize from now. We have a content team, we have a music team, we have preparation for the lessons. I would build a group right now for this line, organizational, all that, from all the people. Management, organization, help. It's not a board, it's something else. They can talk from starting now what items they're going to have in the Congress, how to, where to put this block in, how long it's going to be. It should be written down.
I just want to say that look how in the first round we were just trying to understand what we're about. Now, second round was better. Now, I don't know, maybe half an hour we've been talking about it. And out of the connection between us and what we talked, things came up. So we need the time for it. In the Congress as well. When we're having a question, we should have the time to go into it. It's not on the count of Rob's time. It's our free time, what Owen said. But they need the time because it takes time to find the things, to start mingling, like just like what happened now.
But the Israelis, because there's a month, they should maybe gather and decide what to do there. It shouldn't become apparent in the Congress, but they should have a workshop between them and decide what they're going to do there. Maybe there they can help leading processes that have to take place there and also change the Congress and see what it's all about.
The
spiritual environment where the friend, each friend has to come out strong, the importance of the goal, connected to the friend, and parallel to that, the practical side where he can enable the growth and the strengthening of the group in the days after the Congress. You have to see how, you have a schedule. Rav gives content. From here, we will have ready, pre-prepared services that allow the group to develop and even bring success stories of groups there. How is it working?
I would also give, along with the committees who are in charge of the preparation for the lesson, teams who are in charge of the preparation for the lesson, Yeshivat Chavarim, etc. I would give every time for every Yeshivat Chavarim, for every preparation for the lesson, I would give it to a certain group in Europe to be in charge of it, to do it together. Meaning prepare the preparation for the lesson, just as a ten on duty does. It will give them the opportunity to work physically together. If it's a big country like Germany, maybe you can divide it. Nuremberg group or something like that. But small countries, you can work, the whole country can work on it together, and that to give them the opportunity to work physically together on the preparation.
Okay.
We had to come up with a lineup of lessons.
The first Yeshivat Chavarim, I think, or the opening ceremony, I think should be done by Italy. Italy should do something, because Italy got from Rav this task, and it took it, and they did it, and that's how they should start, because it ties the previous Congress with this current one. So they can put everyone to have happiness, the greatness towards the state we're in.
It's a good idea, but I would be a little cautious because I see the German group shrinking like that. You have to think about it.
I wanted to say, I don't know how to express it, but in the end of every day will be packed. We're going to have lessons, and here and there, and everything. You're going to have... So how, in the end of the day, can you emotionally... I don't know, it's not an after party. We have to organize something as if we're sitting around a bonfire. Not another very official thing. Some time for people to sit together and talk, have l'chaim, and I don't know what's the right way to do it in Europe. Because they're separated, segregated, and so to let them be together, sing, speak, be spontaneous.
Another thing that we have to emphasize, and I think it was one of the central elements in Moldova, is the band. We have to invest in the band and make sure that they have a band that has the ability to be an integral part of the lesson, has a good connection with Rav, and they give him the songbook, and he's leading them. Just like in Moldova, we need to emphasize that, because I saw that when there's a band and has a good connection with Rav during the lessons, it takes the lessons to a whole other place, and without it, you know, they play as needed according to lineup. Regarding the gathering of friends, need to see how from the gathering of friends, on the one hand the friends are bringing their pain, on the other hand they're bringing what they truly want. Well, I spoke with Yudit yesterday. You know, you come to a yeshiva, gathering with Europeans today, they all want it, but they all come broken to the gatherings. They keep hearing how bad they are, how much problems they have. But they still want to, but... So, the Congress should give them so much strength, so they have the ability to justify, to be above reason. You can't understand the calculations, why things appear to us in this way. And as a society, we need to hold them above what the desire feels, and allow them to be connected to where the Kabbalist is taking them.
Owen suggests a topic of a lesson above reason, to continue Koka. One more thing we should talk about is what's going on with all the groups in the world during this Congress in Bulgaria. We're talking about what's happening in the compound, but what here in Israel and all over the world, there's going to be a mirror Congress. Maybe we should somehow make us participate actively. I don't know, suppose in the second day, in the middle of the Congress, update everyone that what's going on, because everyone should be feel that they're part of the Congress. Maybe every group in the end of the lesson summarizes and tweets one sentence, a summary of this lesson or a prayer or what is expecting. So it will help the groups summarize what's going on with themselves and how they're committed to the next part, to make everyone committed to the Congress.
Another thing, we try to do it in the Congresses, Israeli, Russian, that is, I think that would strengthen the friends in Europe. If there's a group that can do it, a singles event, there are many lonely people who are looking for a spouse, a mate, and they can't find him on the outside, and they have an opportunity here, and they will strengthen the groups. If you have families from our friends, everyone will do like, will be like Judith and Yaakov.
Do this idea about the inputs from the groups from the worldly. So maybe the way we did it today, in the beginning of the preparation for the lessons, we always have some letter of a prayer from a group in the world that's not there.
Another thing we talked about is the seating. It's not clear to me how we're going to be seated. They're mixed according to countries, according to languages. It's a question. I don't know what to offer.
Okay, it took me some time, but still thinking about the Yeshivat Chavarim. And that's something we should talk about, what you just said. But about the Yeshivat Chavarim, it should be, in my opinion, should be an emotional expression of the friends about the friends we just went through. We have to change the format of the Yeshivat Chavarim. If it happens a week, so you're coming after a whole week, and it's a general direction. But if you have three lessons and three Yeshivat Chavarim every day, it has to be the link that between what I've been through and what I'm expecting from the next lesson. It has to be an emotional expression. Even if it's your first Congress, what did you find in the lesson? What would you like the next lesson to be? How would you like it to be realized in your own life? Not to talk about new quotes in Yeshivat Chavarim or some contents which are like or foreign to the ear of some of the people who are there. Has to be part of the sequence of the study. Between two lessons, there is a link. What I've received and what I'm expecting for.
It's also connected to what I said. It's not clear what do we want. Do we want each country to become more crystallized within itself and strengthen the local 10? Or to get a mixture of some sort. I remember, maybe it's not relevant, but a few years ago they tried to do something in Europe. There was a very strong Italian 10, and specifically when they mixed it with all the other 10s in Europe, it weakened the group. I don't know if that's what we want. It's a totally different degree, but we have to think operationally how it's going to work.
One more thing is that I think that the Congress should give our friends a way to cope with my life after the Congress. Meaning, a majority of we're actually over here, we're living in a paradise for anyone who is on the path. You have friends who around you all the time, your family's on the path with you, they're your friends' family, we have a community, you're surrounded by the wisdom of Kabbalah. The difference between us and the friends in Europe is that it's the opposite for them. They're the only ones on the path. Everyone around them is a complete opposite of everything they would like to attain in life. And we have to give them ways to cope with this reality. My reality does not support my spiritual attainment. So how can I make sure that all the time the desire to attain spirituality will be above all? But the morning lesson for me, as it starts at 12 a.m., and I have to work later. So how do I organize this madness? I have no family that supports me. Or, I don't know, there are so many challenges people are facing. Let's give them the tools, not to surrender, to give them the strength to cope with everything the Creator sent them.
Very important point. What we have in Petach Tikva, we have to pass the world, is the spirit. We shouldn't give past the structure of Petach Tikva, because it's very different. So we're talking about how a group works, how a group organizes. We have to bring other examples. You should share with one another all these instances. Rami said success stories. And take the spirit from Petach Tikva. One of the dangers that coordinators from Petach Tikva are doing is passing how everything is built here. And everything is different there. They have the number of people, the veteran group, all those things. You have to know what to bring from here and what we should not bring from here. Very important.
What I heard from the friends, from us, and I guess it's a big doubt I have, is not to come back to the state we were after the Congress. I think we have to make sure that the change will be so great during the Congress that will. I don't even want to think about how we're going to return to the previous state. Oh, we're going to have one more Congress and then back again to the same state. No, we're going to use all our force. And I don't want to have this even smallest doubt about returning to the previous state. One more thing is to be sure, because we know how Congresses are happening. Just like you have an operation, and after a few days you have a checkup with a physician. So after the Congress, the next Yeshivat Chavarim on Sunday after the Congress to have a meal, to have an event, and we want to hear them. What's going on after the Congress? How was the Congress? What's going on now? To have one more checkup point after the Congress.
Listen, Roy, we need to remember that 70% of our audience are women. And we're sitting here as the Council of Sages, and forget that the client is a woman. In general, we have to give them both a sense of mission. He is chosen by the Creator, just like an elected official that has a special role. He's appreciated for it's a difficult task. It's against what his society is not supporting, that his daily environment, and he's getting a lot of energy from the friends in the world, Kli, and from Rav and Kabbalists. They have to come out of there pretty well inflated with the understanding of their uniqueness of their role. And about women, maybe even in the preparation, to involve some women who come from this environment, to understand what is the situation of a woman who is working in this environment. How can women organize themselves? The environment, it's not global, but 70% of the people there are women. They have the strength to follow us on the path and do most of the work that's related to, I don't know, dissemination or connection of the group. We have to think about them and see what kind of expression are we giving them.
Maybe to relate to what Itai said previously, I was trying to think, it's not that we're now taking Moscow group or Kiev group, we're starting to disintegrate it into the whole worldly. Maybe they should be built as a group. The Italian group is an Italian group. We're going to talk about in the Congress how the Italian group is feeling as one in the worldly. We're not trying to separate them. About the foundations of the group, I don't know. Maybe I don't see a different way. Maybe the friends can find. I don't know if there is another way to build a group besides it's their place. If it's whether it's the Italian or the German group, we build ourselves in our place around the lessons, around Rav. And how to bridge the barrier of the languages, I don't know. I think we should say that according to the languages.
One word, joy. If we're not going to have that, we're going to have too much operations. We were in a congress in Poland. There were dances and pitushim and back in those days, and there was a guy, an Austrian guy, in the half hour of YH. At the very end, he figured out the topic of the what's happening in Kabbalah, the love and everything that exists, specifically from the dancing and the drinking.
Truth is, I don't know what else to add. But one thing I want to do is to thank our friends from Europe and to Rav. We never had such a congress, such a process of the whole worldly being alive, living the congress, building the congress together, thinking about it together. For me, if you're into it, it really becomes your congress. The main thing is to go into this process.
Стоп.